here in Yisod HaShishi, Amud Kuf Lamed Tes. It's Yisod HaShishi's Nevuah, so I wanted to do it inside, also in the Rambam, in the Yisod HaTorah, since it's hard to find things that are more important than Nevuah, in its broader sense. So we'll do it with, so first we'll do his Lashon in the Mishnayos, and then we'll do it inside. By Yisod HaShishi, HaNevuah, Vehu. So the sixth ikur is nevuah. Vehu sheyeda adam shezem min ha'adam yimatzi bahem. People have to know that there is a type of person in the world, balei tivoim mimidos meulos vezakos meod ushlemes gedola. Someone who's got a nature of extremely good midos, and they're prepared for something, until they get a tzura of seichel. We'll explain a little bit more. Achakein, after that, yidbak oisei haseichel enushi v'seichel hapoel, the seichel enushi will help them contact the Seichel HaPol, v'neatzal mimenu olav atzilus nechvada, and something will flow on it, some sort of hashpoa, some sort of hashra. And he says, v'eloheim anevim, v'zois anevua, v'zeo inyana. So the Rambam says, Nevuah is something which is consists. The belief in Nevuah is there can be people who have a nature that is especially predisposed for Nevuah, predisposed, or they've worked on themselves. They've attained a certain shleimus. Nafshasem nechonos, they prepared themselves. Achin mekabos tzuras aseichel. Until they get a tzura of seichel, achar ken yad because a seichel nushi be seichel apol, and then afterwards they contact apol. It is all words that we really don't have much. None of the words mean much to us. Let's try to just explain a little bit what he means, where it's coming from. So it's sort of out of left field for us. First point is. The point that the Rambam is trying to make over here is he's bothered by a problem that how does a person communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The problem of Nevuah is that you tell me Nevuah is the human communicates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, what exactly is the medium? How exactly do you have it? So the Rambam gives a hesber, which goes as follows. A, the person's seichel needs to become clear enough so that he shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Rambam's world, the degrees, ruchnius in terms of being a kadoshtika person and not kadoshtika person were very parallel to the levels of understanding. In other words, a person who is physical understands things that are physical. He has a hard time with conceptualization. He has a hard time with ruchnistika conceptualization. Those ruchnistika things don't mean anything. Then to a person who is not a kadosh, Kedusha is something that doesn't mean anything. The only way, Kedusha l'mashal, is a term that we can only define in terms of a feel for it. There's nothing else. There's no way I can translate Kedusha into any other any other medium. So just like a person who the only way we understand visual elements are because we see them. The only way we understand ruchnistic elements is because we perceive them. The more physical a person is, the less he really deheres ruchnis, and vice versa. So step one is the person needs to have become worked through. The person needs to have developed in a way that he's a ruchnistic person, and therefore ruchnistic concepts talk to him.
Yes. When you say the more physical somebody is, the less.
Yeah.
What do you mean by the more physical?
A person whose world of things that are real is, you know, if you tell somebody, I had a very pleasant time. It was very pleasurable. So one person will say, what did they serve? And we tell, well, it wasn't anything about the serve, it's just people were so nice and pleasant. A guy will say, okay, I still don't get that word pleasant in the same context. One person will say, well, I thought about it, I finally was oimer on the emes, and it was such a great pleasure. The person will not, I mean, he can, you know, he can always repeat back the words, but he doesn't know what you're talking about. If a person whose world, and the Rambam's picture, the crass and the physical means that not only the person it's not only something wrong, the person's whole metzias becomes food, women, whatever it is. That's his metzias, and he can't really relate to when you tell him the pleasures of the herring, the emes. It doesn't mean anything to him. Those are words. The first piece that has to fall into place to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person. The person has to be... Now, yes?
Doesn't the Talmud also say that part of it is a physiological state that he's born into? You know, some people...
The Rambam in some places says yes. He does mention that. Here, he says, Yimatzim bale tevoim, that their nature is mimidas mulos v'zaksan shigdola, and they've prepared themselves. I don't know, the Rambam does mention when he speaks about midas that there is a natural component. Some people tend to be more refined by birth, some not. I don't know how much emphasis is on it, but the bottom line is at that point. I want to explain another nekuda here that's very important to understand. When we're talking about nevuah, so we said before that Nevuah is a very crucial emunah in the communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mashal that says, the Goyim bring down that Baruch Sha'omar, the Petek Filmon HaShemayim with Baruch Sha'omar. Now, that's not hard. That type of communication is not hard to give anybody. I can tell anybody, you know, a Navi comes to anybody and says, Davis has said the following, and that's that. But to communicate means you're connected. It's like when you touch base. Sometimes you get a doctor's prescription. So that's a prescription. You fill it. I mean, there's no communication. It's that's what you have. Sometimes but if you speak with a psychologist, unless you communicate, you don't get any place. There has to be some sort of he understood me as I would like to be understood. So communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just merely getting the laundry list of what's the mitzvah of the week and who's doing the aveira of the week. It's a sense of having touched in a way that there was a transition. So if the person is not of that nature, if there doesn't have some elements of being able to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's not going to be communication. That's one point. The second point is, how does the infinite, the totally, totally, totally devoid of anything physical, touch base with us? Where does that happen? So the Rambam's Lashon in Mor Nevuchim speaks about Malachim, that all Nevuah comes through Malachim. What's important here is to understand it means the idea takes on a certain body, a certain levush. For instance, if I communicate with somebody else, so unless you believe in telepathy where I can just sort of beam my thoughts, I need words, I need emotions, I need certain things that my feelings translate it into something. I need to translate it. My feelings and ideas are not communicable. I need to dress them up in something. What is that? So the Rambam talks about a malach. Here he uses a different, and the truth is in other places the Rambam seems to identify. There's something called Seichel HaPoel, which is an Aristotelian term. It's in English called the active intellect. What it is, nobody knows. I'm talking about from people. I'm talking about it's a concept that's expressed in many places in Aristotle, and everyone's trying to figure out exactly what he means by it. Basically, just the big picture of it is ki'ilu, there is chachma in the world, and everything in the world has chachma behind it. There are formulas for gravity, formulas for the orbits of the planets, for the shapes, for the sizes. Everything can be studied means that it has chachma in it. Now, the injection of chachma into the bria is that entity is Seichel HaPoel. In other words, the active intellect means the intellect, there are facts. There's a fact that a triangle's angles add up to 180 degrees. That fact can't create triangles. But there is sort of a transition from the amitios of chachma to the reality, and that's called Seichel HaPoel. I think that's the most accepted sort of definition. Getting away from just the words, it means basically, if we're looking for the chachma in a proactive sense in the bria, the philosophers called it Seichel HaPoel. They didn't go further than that in speaking about a god. And the Kuzari, when the Kuzari outlines in the beginning the king reaching out to a Christian, a Muslim philosopher, and then to a Jew, the philosopher basically says the root cause of the world is this active intellect. So active intellect is all the wisdom of the world in its proactive sense. It doesn't know what you're doing, it doesn't care what you're doing. You can jump up and down. It's not relevant what you do to worship him, and just do whatever you feel like doing, and that's fine. Basically, that's some total.
Is it the potential, the stored potential? Is that what it is, or is it the manifested?
I don't know. I've seen the paragraphs, and depending on where you put the comma, it's one of these paragraphs where I'm not sure. There are eight unknown. The eight words that can mean many things. What it means, I don't know. I have no idea. Then I read up that actually it's one of the most hotly debated sentences, figuring out what he meant. They built. The Greeks were great at building things from the armchair, so they said, "Well, let's take a look at it. The world is full of things that have plan in it." So there is the plan as if it would be on a hard disk in a computer, and then there's the plan as if it's a program, that an execute program, an exe program. Now, so the data part is the inactive intellect, the exe program is the active intellect. I didn't say those words exactly. Marshall is a bit of a later Marshall, but still, that's the idea. Now, the point is, and let me just explain the parallels.
Rabbi Bechaya uses that lashon all the time.
Yeah, but Seichel HaPoel is a concept. Now, the Mekubalim used a different word for conveying some of the same ideas, and that's why, like the Rabbi Bechaya, Ramban, they were yonik from that. They identified that idea with something that they called malchus, something that the Rambam says is the lowest darga of a malach. He calls it ishim. In other words, the point of an interface between human understanding and divine understanding, something that you put a completely abstract idea in one end, and the other end comes out something dressed with concrete words and so on. And that's why the peh is connected to mida malchus. The same thing. The mouth is that which takes thoughts and ideas of different dargas and actually dresses them up as something tangible. Any type of the word giluyim, the word gilui, any time a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals something, when you reveal something, you need to have what you're revealing and how you're revealing it. So the interface, and they sort of, many Sfarim use these terms interchangeably. But basically, he says, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Achar says, Yadbik oisei haseichel henushi beseichel apol. So the human, now, to understand the mashal at its first requires a very, very great mind. In other words, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents his ideas in a gilui, it's also not a simple mashal. It's something which Mataroya, you know, Yirmiya Mataroya, Machal Shoket, you know, and many times the Navi doesn't quite get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him what it is. It's a very, very refined nimshal. It's a very fine mashal, but it's already it has some sort of words to it. So basically, the two elements, and that's really not. Again, we'll extract the philosophy and we'll leave the principle. Two principles: to communicate with God, humanity needs to reach a peak of ruchnius, so that these concepts and these ideas are meaningful. In a way, because the person is a ruchnistic person, these are ideas in his realm of experience and intuition. It requires for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to present these ideas in some sort of mashal, in some sort of gilui, and that's what he calls Hirsech Lapol, what he calls Malach in other places, what the Mekubalim call maybe Malchus. Those are all different ways of expressing the concept of something which translates something from one language to another language.
Why is Malchus used?
What?
The word Malchus, I think.
Well, Malchus, in its understanding on the Kabbalah world, is Malchus comes as a pair. There's a Melech and a Malchus. When a Melech is not simply seen as a ruler, but it's seen as the one that imposes his sense of country, society, onto society. So if I'm a good Melech and a perfect Melech, and this is my Am, this is my Malchus, they will take on the physical tzura that's implanted. Let's say I decide communism is the way, and everybody who lives in Shalera, those are ideas. The people express those ideas in the way they're set up in the society that they have. So the Melech Malchus pair is seen as being the Melech being the one that gives the idea, and the Malchus expresses it. And that's why. So just like a vision or a plan, when expressed by people, that's the Malchus Shabbai. So that's the midah of something being expressed before in actualization by someone else is referred to. That's the way more or less that they use the word malchus. It's very similar. It's not, you know, it's a similar idea, and that's why if one looks at the idea behind it, there is some. That's what the Rambam says here, basically. Vizua nevua vizel inyan. It's very important. I'm not going to try to prove each one of it. This is, I don't need to prove to you that the Torah believes in the Vua. I mean, from A to Z, that's what the Torah is all about. I'm not going to prove you everything. So I'm going to list it and describe it and so on and so forth. Now, the reason why Nevuah is an Iker, Ilachura, is very simple. We can't go past the existence of God if God has no way to talk to us, or we don't have any way of listening, then the show is over at this point. the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us, doesn't exist. A moot point if he can't communicate. So they once very interesting off attention. They tell over a story from Rabbi Shua Leib that Psak, and somebody told it over in the family in the Mir used to have a Kiddush every Shabbos. It was like very important. You had to go to the Kiddush. Like some people even if they hadn't davened yet would come in for the Kiddush because it was like Lazy Little started, like to keep the family together. And as long as the family was still like one cousin distance, Reb Chaim's family was there and Reb Nachum's family was there and my Shver's family was there, and Shabbos morning if davened it'd be a Kiddush, 10 minutes, whatever, it was in Reb Chaim's house. So somebody told them a Meiser of Sholeib, and my father-in-law was very annoyed at the way the person killed the story. So I'll tell you the Meiser, he said it, I'll tell you this. It says in the Gemara that a person is mutter to live with his wife because he recognizes her, he sees her. What about a blind person? So it says he can distinguish her kol and he's makir b'koyla. So someone asked Rabbi Shua Leib, what if somebody is both blind and deaf? Is he mutter b'ishta or not? So the person said over that Rabbi Shua Leib said, well, even if it's asur, but there's no way you'll be able to tell the person that it's asur. You're going to talk to him, he's not going to say that. So the question is a moot question. So this person told over, and my shver grimaced. My shver hated talking to him. He said, Rabbi Yeshua Leib answered two words, asur, tell him. That's what it was. That was my first classic. But our Kapanim, get back to the Nimshel here. The ability to that existence of Akash Baruch should be meaningful anyway is rests on the fact that there is some mahalach of communication. If there's no communication, he hasn't made galas rotzen. He doesn't. He probably then doesn't care what we do because he can't tell us what to do, and that's the end of it.
Then why was there a need for nevuah after Matan Torah?
Okay, so the need for nevuah was usually to chastise Klal Yisrael and so on. But there's a bigger issue, and I think that's an important. We're going to learn. I want to go through a little bit the Rambam, Emet Hashem. Now I have a little bit of time, but in the future, it's as important as anything you can get. The Rambam Yesod Torah speaks about Nevuah, Perek Zayin, Ches, and Tes. These are very, very important prokim, as you can well imagine.
Mashiach Hoffman writes in Abdelma, Tishmois,
Beruach Nevuah. Beruach Nevuah, yeah. The Rambam writes at the end that Nevuah is not something that Nevuah is there not only to tell people what to do, but it's a madrega that you can reach. And the Rambam, the way he starts off, he says, "Miyisoyde adas leida shakel menavis me'odom." It's miyisoyde adas to know that a Kadosh Baruch communicates with mankind. And he writes at the end of that perek, sometimes nevuah is given to tell, sometimes it's not given to tell. So it's your personal sense. So that now makes. That now puts Nevuah in a different light. It mainly the belief in Nevuah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can communicate his wishes and so to speak, let us know what he wants, that's fundamental, we understand. But in the personal sense of fulfillment, it's great. But why is that so fundamental? I'm not sure. In other words, the Rambam, and we'll see in the three prokim that he deals with it, he treats Nevuah as a madrega. It's the madrega of a person who's got a level that's called communicate to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a great madrega, but why is that one of these sodei or yesodei adas? That's a piece that's not clear yet. Okay, so let's see. We have time for a little bit. Let's start it. And again, these are some of the most important prokim. By the way, I just want to admire. Doesn't need my mention, but to be machshiv. The Rambam, what he did in his Yad HaChazaka is extraordinary. Halachas in the Gemara are strewn all over. Halachas, sugyas, to take them, to work out the bottom line, to put them together in an absolute logical order, in a way that that's the Rambam's godless. In halacha, it's a very, very difficult feat, but at least halacha is in the nature that it's structured. When the Gemara paskins, it paskins. When it doesn't paskin, it doesn't paskin. When it's machlokes, machlokes, and no machlokes, you know, it's pretty clear. When you talk about things that are borderline agadata, you know, they're not really clear halachas. Where it's agadata, where it's a halacha, what does the halacha look like lemaisa? All those things are, they're le'ein erech much more difficult. The Rambam here in these parakim lemashal takes together all the different chazal, different nevuas, and then these are gemaras that kind of on the borderline of agadata and halacha, and puts it together as in a structure. It's an astounding, astounding accomplishment. It's really, really amazing. What's also very amazing is, people don't understand how the Rambam translated from a very amorphous type of sugyas. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the whole first Perek Aleph, is a Perek that describes the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu's rebellion, and so on and so forth. To be able to take all those chazal, these are midrashim, so, and to be able to get a sense of how these midrashim lack together to form a story, and understand the point in each one, understand which chazal to put where, and how to look at it, is amazing. I mean, it's such a chachma, because to be able to take from a story and be able to understand how to give it over, what's the point of it? How do I give a caption to this to the picture? It's extraordinary. But the Rambam Nevuah is taking Gemaras and he's put them together in a way that is comprehensive and comprehensible. Okay, so let's start with the first one. Miyisodei Hadas Leida Shakel Minabes Bnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents Nevuah to people. He is Menabe people. Now it's interesting. He says it Bnei Adam. Usually the word Bnei Adam means anybody, humanity. Is it only Jews? What about Goyim? So the Rambam Shita Mefurish is that Goyim can be Nevi'im also. The Rambam in Igeres Taiman, when some Muslim Meshugana said that he's Mashiach, and there's also a Jewish Meshugana said he's Mashiach. A lot of his letters are with different Mashiach Sheker. He says, I am not saying there's not Mashiach because he's a Goy. That's not an obstacle. I'm saying Mashiach because the guy is cracked. He's saying he's not because he's cracked. But it's got nothing to do with the fact that he's... It could be a... The Kuzari makes Nevuah a sort of characteristics of Klal Yisrael only. The Kuzari's point is no other nation had Nevuah, and that's because Nevuah needs a certain, let's call it a ruchnistic, a genetic disposition. Umasolim don't have it, Karasol has it. That's the Kuzari Shita. So you do have machlok. The Rambam here says, Menabes bnei Adam. Ve'eina Nevuah chala elach. Now, Nevuah is chal only Al Chacham Gadol B'Chachma. One. Gibor B'Midosav. He has to be Gibor Midas. V'lo Yitzro Mizgabala B'Dova Ba'olam Elohu Mizgaba B'Daitoy Al Yitzro Tamid. Now, he doesn't describe, it's very interesting how he describes the Tzidkis component. He doesn't say he has to be Big Tzadik. He says he can't be somebody whose seichel is nishlat by his taiva, but rather it's the other way around. I wanted to hear it with Rambam, the heard it. Let's take an example. A person's struggle between tov and ra is as follows. Let's say a person is diabetic. A person is very diabetic. It's not allowed to eat whatever it is. And there's a big piece of cake, ice cream, whatever it is, and he's struggling. So, Seichel says, don't eat it. It's going to cause you much grief, and stay away from it. the koyach that's saying to eat it is not a counter seichel. It's not two shitas in his mind whether it's good to eat or not. What it's the picture, it's the fantasy of it, the feeling of the flavor, of the look, of the smell. All of those things have a certain, the physicality in the person craves it. So his das and his seichel say no. His physicality is very, very much wants it. In that struggle, the ability to always impose your seichel and your das on your fantasy and guf is the hallmark that a Navi needs. And it fits very well with the point that we've made about what a Navi is. To be Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as your self is kind of mired in a world of physicality, you can't ever cross that line and be Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only when you're a person who, and it's not a tzaddik, it happens to be a tzaddik. People who act with their seichel, not with the taivis, tend to be tzaddikim. That's not the issue. But it's not the tzidkis shaboy. It's not a schar for tzidkis. It's a darga of a person who is in total shlita over his. Once somebody told me once, after Shmuel Azovsky, I'm sorry, from a story. He once came into Rav Chatzel Levenstein to ask him something. Rav Chatzel was holding the middle of lunch, and he had two slices of bread, whatever. And he was eating it. He finished eating it, and he could see that he was still kind of hungry. So he asked Reb Chatzkel, "Why don't you slice yourself another slice of bread?" And Reb Chatzkel told him two things. He said, first of all, my stomach doesn't tell my mind how much we're eating today. My mind tells my stomach how much we're eating today. And then he said, there's an orange there. He says, I want to leave room for Peres Eretz Yisrael. So that's what I've decided. Someone told him, I read a recently extraordinary story. Reb David Pivarsky was a Kalmar also, from the same cheder, also a very controlled person, you know, everything with Messinas. He was in his mid-90s, whatever. A few years before he passed away, he fell and broke an arm. So the doctor wanted to put in a cast. Or if he broke it, whatever, the doctor felt it needed a cast. And the cast would have covered up, it would have been a shayla if he could put tefillin on, because the top part would have been covered to some degree, whatever. So Reb David, he asked the doctor, why does he need the cast in order for it to heal? So he says, because the hand has to be immobile in order for it to heal, or else you're not going to. So he said, if it's not the cast, the etzem, but it's just the immobility, I can take care of it. Says it's not possible. And he said he walked around for a few weeks as if his hand wasn't a cast. And the doctor was amazed. He had no problems with it. And it takes a tremendous amount of self-control. To impose a cast on your hand was the control. What? It's a Kalman Meis. It's Kalman. That was Kalman. The famous nice to me, when something fell and collapsed, not one head turned around. You know, it was like, if you're not needed, so what's the point? I mean, what's the commotion got to do with you? That's the chiddush. Okay, so I'll kapanim. So the Rama. So we sort of this is the first criteria. I do want to go through it, Mirz Hashem. These are, you know, it's as significant halachas as you could possibly learn these in Yanim. The Rama goes through different miles and avu and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.
What is the there's in the Kuda? There's the ability to know, for example, that let's say in the case of the diabetic. So there's the